Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from
Memphis. Yes, Ivan. How you doing? Thanks.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I think I did it right. I think I put it on my Google. I think I put it on pause.
Okay. Yeah, I actually see that right away.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it definitely shows that you did that earlier today, actually. It says client pause campaign on Hub. Let me make sure. Okay, actually, yes, it looks like it's been paused for the Google Verified.
Okay, I want to make sure I did it the right way. But so my other question is,
I apologize for cutting you off. It looks like you paused the ads for Google, for actually Facebook, for the Google Verified. Yes, I'm so sorry about that. I do see that we got the message that you paused something. So just to confirm, what you paused was the Facebook ads. I'll go ahead and resume those, and then I can pause the Google Verify for you. Would that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead. Okay, so what day are you looking for them to restart, if I may ask?
I don't know, maybe a week or so.
Maybe a week or so, because they restart automatically, but what I could do is, let's say I could go ahead and leave them paused until the 3rd. Actually, no, I apologize. Till the 10th of next week. And I'll give you a call on the 8th, right? So 2 days before. That way, if you need to extend them, we can. Or just to let you know that they'll restart in 2 days, basically. Would that work for you?
Yeah.
Perfect. So right now, I just paused them until the 10th again, right? I'll give you a call on the 8th. I'll probably end up calling you before then, of course, right? But I'll plan to just give you an update on the 8th, okay?
Perfect.
All right, awesome. But you actually did it right. You just paused Facebook instead, but not to worry. I'll make sure to undo it here.
Okay, cool. I got a couple other questions here.
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
So if you go to where it says my business information.
On the client dashboard, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get it there. Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
So at the very top of the header right there, it says appliance repair stamping ground.
Are you talking about the address, I'm sorry?
Yeah, it says appliance repair stamping ground.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the primary search phrase, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, go ahead.
Yeah, we want to change that to Georgetown.
All right, awesome. Okay, I believe it's because that's the address that you're working from, right? Give me a second. And we're going to make sure it says Georgetown. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. Give me a second.
Because I just pretty much, you know, that's just where my bed is, because I'm never there. I'm in Georgetown, you know, just Georgetown stamping ground. I mean, Georgetown, Lexington. I don't really work out of stamping ground, but that is my actual address. But
yeah. Give me 1 second here. Okay, I believe I am going to have to ask my team to update that. Unfortunately, it's not letting me do it normally. Okay, it's just allowing me to change the just a phrase, but not the stomping ground. So not a problem. I'll just have my team update that. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Primary search phrase. Perfect. So I sent them the information. It shouldn't take too long, typically 24 to 48 hours for it to reflect. But it shouldn't affect the, let's say, the phrase itself. Just the location, I guess you could say.
Yeah, because if you go on down where it says keywords, the primary search phrase, it says appliance repair stamping ground.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm seeing.
Yeah, that needs to be changed to Georgetown.
Yes, that's what I'm going to go ahead and make sure to do, actually. That's what I'm requesting, where it says the primary search phrase, just to keep the appliance repair, but basically switch from Stomping Ground to Georgetown. I'm also checking where else this can be on here. So if you
I'll let you know here in just a second. I got a couple other places, but if you look, while we're still looking right there in that one area, look where it's, my email is right there. It says above and beyond that email right there. Right under the, where it says Appliance Repair Stamping Ground. You come down, it's got location.
Yes.
And it's got my old email above and beyond.
Okay, yeah, it looks like we have one that says above and beyond 1963 at gmail.com.
That's,
and there's another one. There's another one that's cclwasherman, I believe, at aol.com.
That's the only one that I should have.
Okay. Now, just to confirm, this information you're seeing on the client dashboard, your clients can't see this, right? Only you can, okay?
Right, but I'm thinking I'm thinking it could be affecting Google, too, and, you know, around on the backside. Google could maybe recognize something that could throw things off, you know.
Google doesn't have access to this either. Just basically you and us. That would be it. But it definitely is something that I can request for them to change. And the one that you just prefer is the other one, right? The CCL?
Yeah. Yes. Get rid of that one. That's gone and buried.
See if we can make the changes right now, actually. I think it gives us the option. Okay, it does. So it's going to be cclwasherman at aol.com. Give me a second. You might have to refresh, but... Okay, so it looks like the update has been submitted. It could take about 1 to 2 days for it to reflect, but it has been updated. All right. Okay, perfect. So we updated the email, and of course, we're going to be updating the stomping ground to Georgetown.
Okay. And so, and then if you go to, there's another page where it says premium listings placement.
Premium listings, I'm sorry?
Yes. You see that page?
Okay, so it would be a different page?
Yeah. And the header would
Premium listing placements. Okay, I see what you mean, like Yelp, Bing, Facebook.
Yep. So above, at the very top, above what says premium listings, has also got appliance repair stamping ground, which, you know, that should be Georgetown. I just want to get everything on the same page. You know what I mean? I would like to.
Yeah, I'm actually just going to go ahead and ask them to make sure that change, just basically remove stomping ground. I think that's the issue.
Yeah. And if it could emphasize Georgetown, it could, you know, have some effect on maybe, you know, focusing on Georgetown also.
Well, the good news is that the client dashboard, it won't do anything to the Google Business Profile. For example, Google doesn't have access to that information at all. There's no way for them to get in. So it's not affecting your Google Business Profile, but I could definitely see why it needs to be changed. I mean, I'll be honest, it's a little annoying. So I could definitely see how it could be useful.
And then, you know, when you actually go to when I click on the Local Splash app, you know, that very top of that one there, you know, also says Appliance Repair, Stamping Ground, Kentucky, when you first click onto the app, when it gives you all the
different reviews.
We get the reviews, Google profile actions, but at the very top, again, it says Appliance Repair, Stamping Ground, Kentucky.
Yeah, I think it's because of the place where it was verified, that's why. Give me a sec. Okay, perfect. So I requested them to make sure to review the entire client dashboard, and make sure that we replace anything that shows Stomping Ground with Georgetown. So they should definitely be taking care of that.
Okay, okay.
Bear with me just a few more seconds here, actually.
Flying's a bear down here.
She's over at the little, where the bridge is, squatting down, because she's on a feed train. He's taking pictures of that, she's squatting down like she's petting her, like she's doing something with the dog. Take somebody to you. I had my fucking, when she was walking this little walkway right here, coming down and went that way. That shit was going on. She ain't even did. Thanks for the warning.
Okay, perfect. So I went ahead and placed the request. Of course, I just let them know that we definitely need to make sure to replace anything that's showing Stomping Ground with Georgetown. This includes, let's say, the website, the client dashboard, Google Business Profile, even the Google verification as well, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Okay.
Perfect. Now, give me just a second just to make sure they get the message here. Okay, so the email did update. Perfect. Okay, great. So I went ahead again just to make sure that we do that for you, right? Just to make sure that, let's say, Georgetown is the primary search, basically. The phrase itself is going to stay the same. We updated the email to make sure that is the CCL Washerman AOL. And again, we're going to make sure to replace anything that has Stomping Ground with Georgetown.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'd say that's actually good. Okay, perfect. Tessa, is there anything else? I'm sorry?
No, that's it. And then you'll call me before we resume the Google Verify.
That's correct. So I have it here already that I'll call you on the 8th, and it's been paused till the 10th.
Perfect. Okay, sounds good.
All right, awesome, Chester. Well, I appreciate you sending a message in today, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.